With rapture, it is secretive. It is secretive in that two will be lying on the bed, one will be taken, one will be left. You need to understand this one thing. It is not the Lord or I or even the Bible who chooses to say you are going up or you are staying. It is your individual decision to be raptured or to stay behind. I spoke also about the 3 days of darkness, okay? Even biblically, there were 3 days of darkness in Egypt before the people of Israel were taken out. It was this thick darkness that people, they didn't even see each other. What makes you think biblically that this fest will not be fulfilled?
Yes. Yo, I'm not here to tell you when he's coming back. Nobody knows the day nor the hour, but I'm here to say, be prepared.
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Hola, Sand Fam, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm Innocent.
And I'm Millicent. And you are watching I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on Saint Twins TV. I mean, it's crunch time.
It is.
If I can say the least, you know, this conversation or this topic about rapture has really taken this platform, this podcast, our lives by surprise. But honestly, you know, we have listened to what you have to say. You have so many questions, and we thought, let's bring Usetlengwe back to come and address those questions that you guys have been asking so that there's clarity and not confusion. For me, we don't like causing confusing, but there must always confusion, but there must always be clarity.
Yeah.
And this is why we chose to do it this way. So it looks a little bit different, but we're glad that we can make it happen.
Yeah, I think the important thing is to make this episode happen. She's not in studio, however, she is joining us via web. And we are so glad to have you. Welcome once again to Slingiwe to I've Been Through the Most podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, ladies, and to the audience and to those that have sent questions, and which are very valuable for us to tackle into those. Because I believe that in the time that we're in, even the Lord is trying so much to reach out to his people and even to unwrap some of the things that are they in the scriptures, and that people have made it to be their stumbling block, especially when it comes to this rapture invitation, you know? So I'll just get straight to it. So when Jesus Christ was here on earth, he was teaching in parables. Other than parables, he also used the customs of those times. He taught us about the parable of the 10 virgins, the parable of the sower, so many other parables that are in the Bible, even the parables of the unjust judge, you know. And even with the teaching that he was making, he will make teaching based on how they will understand according to their culture. So one of the things that was there in their culture, they had a Feast of the Trumpets. Feast of the Trumpets, which is also called No One Knows the Day or the Hour. And then another thing, other than the Feast of the Trumpet, it was also in their tradition that when the groom is paying dowry, it will be known with the woman's family, and the bride will know that, okay, I need to get myself ready, that I will be getting married. But if they ask the groom, like the public will ask the groom, when are you getting married? The groom is, and then the groom will say, only the father knows, because the father is the one who was supposed to announce it to the public, not the groom himself, you know? And as for the bride will know that my groom is coming to fetch me between these 2 days, so I just need to be ready. And then the bride will be will don herself, and then she'll be sitting in her own private room. So then on the groom's side, the father will then say, go and get your bride. And then the groom will take his best men's or whoever, then they'll go to the bride's family, and then they're carrying something that looks like a chair. Like, then they take the bride, put her on the chair and on their shoulders, and then they're celebrating along the way, and they're singing, and they're going back to the groom's family. And as they are doing that, it is then known in the public that, oh, tomorrow we're celebrating the feast because now the bride is here, you know. So that is why the bride will make herself ready at any time. Even with the Feast of the Trumpets, no one knows the day or the hour. Even right there, we see that these two witnesses will stand in a way that they see the eclipse, because it had to do with the moon. So you know with the eclipse that it doesn't stay that long. These two witnesses, they'll check the solar eclipse to say, when is it happening? But they will know that it is happening on the 23rd or on the 25th, on the 24th. Remember, as they are going to have this feast, which is called No One Knows the Day or the Hour, there's preparations in the temple, like cooking, like feast preparations. So what you need to do for the people who will be attending that feast, you need to make sure, number one, that your oil is full, because there were no street lights. So if your oil is full, when they blow the trumpet to say now is the eclipse, you need to carry your lamp and then run to the temple. Because immediately when that eclipse fall out, whether it will take 10 minutes or whatever time, they will shut the door. Whoever is outside the door of the temple won't be allowed to get in. Hence also the parable of the 10 virgins. Because they needed, yes, they needed to fill in the oil. When they went in to say, oh, now our oil is full, can you open it for us? They were like, sorry, we can't. So it is in their customs that when the eclipse fall out, when the temple is closed, no one, whoever is outside is outside. The people that are in, they are enjoying the banquet, you know? So he will use those teachings and those parables. But amazingly, as he was using those teachings and those parables, there's where Jesus never used a parable or that kind of traditional teaching. And Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Because he was so used to teaching in parables, then his disciples thought maybe it's just a parable. And then that is why Philip said, then show us the Father, then we will be satisfied. Because he thought, if he's saying, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, it's a parable. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, all this time, Philip, you've been with me, still you do not know me. All this time, how can you say, show me the Father when I'm in front of you? So as for us, like Christians, it's more like we've accepted Jesus as the Son of God, of which he is. But we fail to accept him as being one with God, that if we see him, we've seen the Father. The same Jesus who said, no one knows the day, not even the angels, only the Father know, is the same Jesus who said, I and the Father are one. And is the same Jesus when they said, show us the Father, he said,
I've been here.
Me, here I am. I've been with you all this time. I've been with you and still you do not know me. So I think the Lord wants to reach like to us and break that mentality to say that there's no way that Jesus knows. There's no way. Even others will share their visions and say, this is what Jesus told me. And they will say, no. Jesus doesn't know. Only the Father know. But he tells you there and then, even before he was raptured. Because others, yes, they are saying that now because he was taken to heaven, now he knows the date. That is why he came. But even while he was here, he said it. If you've seen the Father, you've seen me. You know? Okay. I just want I wanted to pass on that. Okay. And then other people, they wanted to know what is the difference between the rapture and the second coming of Jesus. Okay.
Big question.
You need to understand one thing. Yes. With rapture, it is secretive. It is secretive in that two will be lying on the bed, one will be taken, one will be left. It is secretive in that Jesus Christ doesn't reveal himself to the world.
To everyone.
We meet him. Yes, we meet him in the air. Go to him. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the second coming, he comes down. Every eye will see him. Even those who crucified him. He is coming down like his foot touching down on earth on Mount Olives. You know, that is where even other saints that are from the tribulation will be joining together with those who be coming back from the wedding supper of the Lamb. So that's where the difference is. And another thing, you need to understand that Jesus Christ calls us his bride. Mm-hmm. There's no man who's abusive to his bride. So there are verses that are supporting that he will take his bride before this great tribulation. Yes, because even in Revelation 3:10, he says that I will keep you in the hour of tribulation. Yeah? And again, I'll keep you away. Even in Luke 21, verse 36, he calls it an escape that will escape it, you know. And at the same time, you need to understand that because others are saying it can't be that there's a rapture before the beast is being released, like it's being shown to the world to say who's the one, the Antichrist, who holds the number of the 666. You need to understand that he can't be revealed because of a restrainer. Because the restrainer is still here, which is the Holy Spirit. While the Holy Spirit is still here, he can't be revealed. So as the Holy Spirit is being moved, remember that the Lord said, I will not leave you as orphans, that I'll give you a helper and a comforter. So if the Holy Spirit is being lifted, there's no way that he can leave us here and leave us being orphans, you know? So we are being taken up. And at that time, they are right when they say during that time of the tribulation, the church will be here. Because we've seen, even through the Bible or even through dreams and visions, that there's a lot of people within the body of Christ or within the church who will be left behind. Mm-hmm. And it will be revealed. They will be here. So it's not like there will be no Christians here in the world when he's being revealed. So there's no lie even with that verse that they will be here when the Antichrist is revealed. But as for us who chooses to say, I'm the bride of Christ, I'm not going to stay here and face this abuse, we are going home. Okay? So that's where the difference is between the two. Okay, you need to understand this one thing. It is not the Lord or I or even the Bible who chooses to say you are going up or you are staying. It is your individual decision to be raptured or to stay behind, because the Lord has given us the parable of the 10 virgins. Okay, we understand that they were all waiting for the groom, but the difference had to do with their preparation. Mm. The others filled in their oil. The others didn't fill in their oil. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't the groom's fault that you were left behind. So it shouldn't be someone saying, why now are you saying others? No, it's your decision. What are you doing with it right now? And even now, speaking of parables, if we were to take every parable that Jesus Christ taught, like even the parable of the 10 virgins, like if we were to take it literally, why aren't we going around looking for those 10 virgins to say, where are these 10 virgins? Now they're saying Jesus Christ is coming. I wonder if they are ready, even the foolish ones. But we understand by the Spirit that, yes, he was talking about the church. But now the Lord has revealed even right now that if he's talking about no one knows the day or the hour, the fact that God's word is always proven, he is revealing it that it's an actual event, the Feast of the Trumpet. Mm-hmm. But it's like people are so comfortable with being lukewarm and with slumber, that they just want to continue to say no one knows the day or the hour. And people, they hate that sense of agency to say, you know what, we are going home now. So when it comes to who's going, who's leaving, it's all there in the scripture. It's not the groom who'll say, hey, I'm taking this one, you are staying. It's about you filling in your oil. So I also want to continue and also to reveal also something. Even within, I know that I spoke also about the 3 days of darkness, okay? Mm-hmm. Even biblically, there were 3 days of darkness in Egypt before the people of Israel were taken out. It was this thick darkness that people, they didn't even see each other. But where the people of Israel were, there was light. And remember, even right now, as we spoke about it, I told you that it is not something to fear because you have that light that is within you that these creatures are afraid of. You also need to remember that when Jesus was crucified, when he was about to die, he said, Lord, receive my spirit, you know? Or in other translation, they'll say, he said, Lord, remove my ghost. And immediately, there was total darkness in the whole world. Why was there total darkness? Because God himself was coming down to receive his spirit. Even in Psalms 18, you read of such verses that God does wrap himself around darkness. He used even the thick cloud of darkness as he's coming down. He used the waters of darkness as his canop. You know, it's the kind of darkness that doesn't affect him because he is light, but he does wrap himself around darkness. So you think about that as we are also talking about the 3 days of darkness. And another thing that the Lord told me to reveal, because I thought maybe I wouldn't reveal this one, but the Lord said I should reveal it. It has to do with the 3 days of darkness. It is something that will challenge whatever that you were taught at school. And but after the event where the Lord took me and showed me the calendar of heaven, because weeks after that, I just had so many questions and that unrest, it wasn't settling with me, especially the 3 days of darkness, the rapture, you know. And then so he had to show me each event separately. So this one time he takes me and as I'm going up, I see this man is like he's sitting sort of in a throne, like making himself God, and there's demons around him. And I'm like, who's this making himself like God? And he says, this is a scientist. And then he said his name, which I won't say. He said his name. And then he said he wrote a study during the 16th century. And with this study that he showed, it was the study of the sun. Okay. And then somebody else took over in the 18th century and continued to write based on what he wrote, what he revealed back then. And then he said they deceived so many people with this study. And at the same time, people made themselves God. Like these scientists, they make themselves God. That in the hearts of men, people, they didn't see that. They saw it like, we no longer need God because now we can study the sun, you know? And then he showed me the sun. And then he said, this is the sun. When he showed me the sun, it's like we in space, he's showing me the sun. But it's not the sun as how I was taught. The sun that I saw that day, the sun was moving in a very high speed. It is moving in a very high speed. And while it is moving in a very high speed, it is spinning. It is rotating so fast and moving in a very high speed. I was taught that the sun is standing still and moving around. But the sun, in that, I saw it moving and it was spinning very fast. And immediately, and then the Lord says, on this day, I will make their knowledge and their wisdom foolish, because they made themselves gods because of their knowledge and because of the deception that they've taught. And then he said to me, oh, immediately when he said that, it's like the sun is moving clockwise speedily like this. And then immediately it's like he turned it to move anti-clockwise while it was still moving like that. Because he was stopping and turning it like that, it created a tear on the sun. It wasn't like the sun passed it, but it created this sparkling and this tear on the sun. Immediately when it created that, then the sun was dark. Then in that tear that was created on the sun, there was this thick darkness that came out of the sun, and it had these creatures that were coming out of the sun. And as I'm looking now, I'm seeing this thick darkness coming out like this, and I'm like, these creatures, Lord. And he said, fear not, because I've trained you. I've already given you the training. I've already trained you for such a time as this. So why the Lord wanted me to reveal it, it's based on that it is based on all of that. The Lord is making, the sun will be twisting in a different way. It is changing its direction, but the sun, it's not standing still. The sun has always been moving, and in a very high speed in a galaxy, and the sun has always been spinning. So I needed to reveal that.
That
and
is
then,
hectic.
Yeah.
You.
Basically, what the Lord said to me as I was looking at that, the first thing that he said to me was, fear not. Okay. And then he said, I've already trained you for such a time as this. And when he said to me, I've already trained you for such a time as this, there are so many things that I didn't reveal on the other episodes. You know, our trainings are different spiritually. Mm-hmm. It's more like I'll be taken to these spiritual battles, and each and every time I will win, and the Lord will teach me on how to fight using the scriptures themselves. And with that, I'll also share with the people that, you know what, Psalms 35 and Psalms 18, those are the scriptures for warfare. There are so many others that you can also use, combining also with that, like even to say that power that rose Christ from the dead lives within you. So you are able to stand being bold, because you know that the power that rose Christ from the dead, it was so powerful. Or to say, like, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And using everything, every kind of weapon that I'm saying, it is there in Psalms 35 and Psalms 18. Because with that, as for me, I faced all kinds of things. I faced Leviathan, the one that coughs out fire or flames. It becomes like it's nothing. It's like you, with those scriptures, you're pushing that fire back to its mouth and it just falls down, and then you're being victorious. Because it's like the Lord allows certain things for us. We don't know what is it for. Because I was like, why are these things happening to me? And it didn't bother me that much, because I knew that each and every time I'll be victorious. But it was like, I'm just going through this training, different kinds. You know, you'll see half men, half crocodiles. Even then, you'll fight against and you'll conquer. Even, you know, the devil will use different ranks. And then when he's tired, he himself comes for you. So even with him, I faced him. He's just a coward. I must say, guys, because other people are so afraid of the devil. He's just a coward. He can't stand the name of Jesus. He truly can't stand, and he will try to roar and to do that. But you need to remember that you need to roar, because the line of the tribe of Judah is in you. You know, and at the same time. With that being said, is that I've seen fire coming from heaven to destroy whatever that I'm fighting against at that time. Because remember, this is a spiritual battle. So why I'm revealing these things is because I've faced spiritual battles before. So if they say there will be creatures that will be there in darkness, Don't be afraid of them. They're more scared of you than you are scared of them. It's just that they can smell fear. They can smell fear. So fear is not part of you. As the Lord said that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. So on that day, it's more like with the training that the Lord has given me, it's more like I'm leading other people to say, okay, even before we are raptured, we'll go out of here being victorious, that spiritual warfare, that even the angels will be here amongst us. Because when you speak these scriptures, even the angels, you call them, they are the ministers of fire. They chase down your enemies and make their path dark and slippery. And then they, even God himself, he bows down the heavens. The only thing is that when he comes down, he surrounds himself with this darkness. But as he's surrounding himself, he releases the arrows of fire against whoever is encamping around you, whatever demonic spirits are there. So this is to say, people shouldn't fear that, okay? And with other watchers around the world who've been also trained like me, we'll be calling fire from heaven. Anyone who's in their homes, the name of Jesus, anyone who calls on the name of Jesus, that they will be saved. And you have a light within you. So be bold, people. Hey. This darkness is not for us to fear. You have the light within you. They are scared of that light. Your house looks like a flame in the spirit. So It is, the Lord wanted me to emphasize that because I've faced it. Because other people are saying, why aren't we being raptured before even these creatures come here? So you need to understand that even when we come back after 7 years to take the crown from the devil, to take over the world, we'll be coming back as warriors to take over. So fear was never part of us. So you shouldn't fear. Even to those, my brothers and sisters, who be left here during the time of tribulation, they need to understand that God loves them. And he says that, I will be coming back for them soon. Even with them, as much as they will be tortured, it will be painful, but never give them the sense of fear, because the demons, they feed on your fear, you know? So I wanted to reveal that part when it comes to the 3 days of darkness.
Okay.
That we shouldn't fear. You know, when the Lord says, I've trained you for such a time as this. You face these things. You know these things. Tell my people not to fear. Give them the weapons. You know, I know that people, they love speaking in tongues. There's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues, but make sure that what I told you, you go and read with understanding those Psalms, Psalms 18 and Psalms 35. Read them with understanding and use every other weapon that you know. Okay, scripturally, remember that the word of God is a two-edged sword. It's an actual sword. People, they think it's just, you know, it is an actual sword. So when you say it, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that's a sword that you're releasing. It's just that you need to say it with boldness, because if you say it with fear, the enemy senses that, oh, there's fear, I can still, you know, try my way and scare this one. You know, when you being bold, that power that rose Christ from the dead lives within me, you know, that is that. So other than that, I wanted us to make a conversation based on what has happened. I know that we spoke about answering the questions and a lot about what the Lord has revealed, but I just want us to talk about what is happening now around the world in real time now. What is happening around the world in real time? Because other people, they only watch local news. They don't look at what is happening around the world. Firstly, there's this spaceship that they're talking about, which is 3i Iclus. I think I pronounced it right. But they've been speaking about it, that it is coming. there's a lot that is happening in the month of September. And biblically, because people, they always want us to quote scriptures, we're exactly in the times of Joel. We're exactly in the times of Joel, and also even specifically Joel 2 from verse 28 to verse 32, or even if you were to read the whole book of Joel, we're exactly there. Because even last week, Friday, we saw that 142 states or countries, they voted against Israel to say the land needs to be divided. And it is written there that the Lord said that they should not divide the land, because there will kindle anger on God, like God will pour out his wrath because of that, you know. So if you see that happening, you're like, oh, this thing is written in the Bible and it's happening. We've already had the red moon. Mm-hmm. And where in Joel is talking about, you'll see pillars of fire. We've been seeing volcanoes erupting around the world, you know. All of a sudden, like there's this volcano, and then there's that one, and there's, you know, that flooding, you know, when the Lord says we're going to get the birth pain, we look at that. And another thing that people need to understand, and also with the spaceship that they're talking about, NASA, which is the Dry Atlas that they've been talking about. You ask yourself, when then is the rapture? Because 1 minute they tell you that it will be here around October. 1 minute they say that they're expecting it last week of September. And then, yes, it's like they're changing their time zones. There's nothing stable about it, because they'll tell you that it's moving in a speed of light. And last time I checked, it was like, it has almost double, not even double, it's now four times its size, because it is, as it is moving, it is generating some energy that is making it to expand, you know. And sometimes they will say that it is changing its direction. At times they'll be like, it is moving straight to us. But one thing that they've confirmed is that it is coming. You know, so you're looking at that, and as I've shared, like, which I saw these things last year, 2024, first week of January, that these things, the Lord said, they will happen after rapture, them arriving here. It will be after rapture. Then you ask yourself, as they are busy changing the time frames to say maybe it's November or October or end of September, then when is the rapture? That's just a question that I'm leaving for people to ask themselves individually. And I also spoke about the advance in technology. Now that there's already a neural link implant that they implant. People will love these things. They will enjoy it, because they'll be like, you know what? I no longer need internet. I no longer need Google. If I need something, you know, everything is just available. It's like your mind is some kind of a machine. You know, I saw this one guy who has an implant, who was playing his computer games without even touching it.
Just by looking at it. Yeah.
So, exactly. So, if you look at it, for someone maybe who's been bound in a wheelchair for such a long time, maybe they can't play games and everything, it looks like it's a helping tool. Remember that everything that starts, it starts as it is a helping tool. Okay. But still, from that Neuralink, the system is still going to be even way more advanced, more than that. As I've said, that you wouldn't even need this LCD computer screens, you know. So you look at all those things. You look at even what is happening right now in Jerusalem or with the Jews, that there was a private ceremony of a red heifer. And I've heard that there's another one that is coming
in July. And yeah,
when in yes, they're saying
it's a practice.
Exactly, those red cows. It's only been done two times. This is the third time. It was firstly done by Moses and by King Josiah, and then now they're doing it. It's way more than 2,000 years. It's like, so why
it's
now?
Not random.
You know that the Jews, they have these seven feasts that they celebrate throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And the Feast of the Trumpet being the fifth of those. Okay? And prophecy, or the prophets, even Prophet Isaiah and even long before, they prophesied the arrival of Messiah. They prophesied when he was going to be crucified. They prophesied his birth. They prophesied everything. And as the prophecy went out, every time Jesus Christ was expected to show up or for that event to happen, it happened. You know? When Jesus Christ was expected to be born, he was born on a feast. When he was supposed to be crucified, it was a feast. When the Holy Spirit, yes, it was the Pentecost. Mm. Now we're facing these ones. And what makes you think biblically that this feast will not be fulfilled?
Yes.
Why will this one not be fulfilled when the Lord has fulfilled the last four feasts?
Yes.
When he says that there's these three that is left, the one of the rapture, the Feast of Trumpet, where we are expecting the trumpet to sound.
This is the next heavenly one in trumpet, the prophetic calendar.
Exactly. It's the next one. And the sixth one after Jesus that is the second coming of Christ.
Yes.
And he will fulfill that one. He will fulfill that feast. And the last one, which will happen after the millennium reign, which is of the judgment. So it will be complete. It will complete. And as we say that seven is the number of completion. Why are we having seven? Because God said it. After 7 days, everything was completed. Yeah. And we're having seven feasts that needs to be completed. According as the Lord said, after seven, everything was completed. So why will number five not be completed? Yeah. Why is it not going to be completed? And you need to understand that one thing, that even as you say that the Lord, people say that the Lord will come back anytime. God does his things at the appointed time. We learn such thing. At the appointed time, the Lord did like this and this, you know? And even, let's put away the rapture and everything. You know, if like even in our days, even with our family members, we could remember that to say, so-and-so was such a good servant of God, what. And the Lord will always reveal to them when they are going. Biblically, we see that also with Hezekiah. The Lord sent Prophet Isaiah to say, go and tell Hezekiah to put his house on order because I'm taking him on this day. That is when even Hezekiah turned his head and then asked the Lord to give him extra years. Even after those extra years, surely the Lord didn't surprise him. The Lord will always tell you that now I'm taking you. So how much more of us? Because he loves us as much as he loved Hezekiah and everything. When he tell us to put our house on order, we are going. Because us putting our house on order, even right now as we're facing rapture and tribulation, we need to understand that some will not receive the message as we are receiving it. Some will doubt. So for those who doubt, what are we doing for them in preparations? Because we believe it. Shouldn't we maybe like stocking out food in case that they can't buy or whatever. With the rollout plan, I will say that the people who believe that they will be raptured, they need to put that rollout plan for the tribulation to prepare our brothers and sisters who will be left here behind and without food. People need to run to your house and find some stashed food and perishables, whatever that they can gather. And another thing that I want to share even before we close, 2 years ago, I had a vision where the angel of the Lord came to me and gave me a wedding invitation. And he showed me this long list and he said, your name is on the list. The wedding is starting now. Let us go. We were moving in such a high speed. And I said to this angel, I want to also tell others. And he said, go and tell others. Because I saw Jesus Christ was coming in the clouds. So I'm getting my wedding invitation. Mm. I went into this town. I was inviting people, come, the wedding is starting. We're going to the wedding of the Lord. No one was paying attention to me until this one guy came to me and he said, you know what, Sissy, I truly want to go to this invitation, but I can't because they already given me a contract and I need to sign it next week. And then he passed. And then this beautiful lady came and he said, and I said, let's go to this wedding invitation. And she said, they've already paid lobola for me or dowry for me. Mm. So I'm going for my dress fitting. Even right now, I have my own wedding to attend. I can't attend that wedding. And after that, I went into this house and then there was full of youth there. They were just dancing and everything. And I shouted also to them that let us go to the wedding. They didn't pay attention to me. Only this one guy came to me and said, Sissy, I truly want to go with you, but I already have my CV ready. There's two places where they've promised me a job. And then immediately I heard the voice saying, come, because they're about to close the door. Mm-hmm. Why I'm revealing this is because things are happening exactly as how I saw in the vision. Immediately when I had the agency that it is time for the rapture, we're going. I've been inviting people, but people have been declining because they have plans for other months. People don't understand that when they are saying, "Ah, rapture so soon! I have this to do next week on." There and there, you are declining the invitation. Mm. Even in the word of God, it is there that the guests who were invited to come to the wedding, they were not worthy because they spoke about their busy schedules. And then what did the king say? He said, go to the streets, invite as many as you can. Because those who were invited, the guests, the actual guests, they were not worthy. So make sure that no man takes your crown. Yeah.
So that guest list, did you see our names there?
It was long. It was long. Yeah, it was long. It was such a long guest list. It was long. It was long. Because that angel was they were going on different parts of the world.
So thank you so much, Sisling, for joining us yet again. The conversation can be ongoing, and we probably never ever finish, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we could have you once again. Thank you for continuing to share your story, your insights, and may the good God bless you. And of course, to you, Send Fam, thank you so much for watching. We look forward to your comments in the comment section down below and your emails as well. I know there are a lot of emails, but we do go through all the emails. We might not respond to all of them due to time and the urgency of everything that's happening in this moment, in this hour. But we do encourage you to please give us your feedback. I'm excited that we're able to do this. This now opens, so many more possibilities. We are streaming from, a different province with this thing. So you never know. You can stream international.
We are ready. We are ready. Yes.
I just want to say one thing that I forgot. I know that I said it before that people need to download everything, not only this video, everything that is helpful. It might not be for you. It might be someone who will use it even after rapture. But when you download it, don't download it and leave it to cloud. Don't download it in a way that you'll need internet for you to watch, because you will be traced even by watching such thing when you're using internet. Download it in an old way format, maybe your USB, or download it in your computer.
We need to close the episode now, but we hope to see you on the next one. Thank you once again, Sesilengiwe. We love and appreciate you.
Yeah.
From all of us in studio, Sesilengiwe, and of course the team behind the camera, helping us make it all happen. It's bye for now.
I've been through the most. Been through the most. I've been through.